It seems to be somewhat of a coincidence as we prepare ourselves to celebrate Independence Day this coming week that our readings here this Sunday revolve around the themes of freedom and commitment. Those concepts seem to be very much opposed to each other, but in reality, true commitment requires a high degree of freedom. Our first reading shows that particular truth being played out as Elisha the prophet. God instructed Elijah to anoint Elisha to take over Elijah's role as prophet. Elisha hesitated. He was a very rich farmer. In fact, as we heard, he plowed his field with a yoke of 12 oxen. If he only owned one ox, he would be considered to be a very wealthy farmer. But he owned a dozen. Elisha doesn't just leave the oxen, he slaughters them, and he makes a fire out of his plowing equipment so that he can have a feast with his many workers. Elisha recognized that he had to free himself from his belongings and his past life if he was going to commit to Elijah's prophetic ministry. There would be no turning back for Elisha because he gave up everything. In today's gospel, we also learn that there was no turning back for Jesus or for his disciples, for that matter. This passage is a turning point in Luke's gospel. After Jesus' ministry in his native Galilee territory and region, Luke tells us that he was resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. So the travel narrative begins now, and it's going to end in the place where Jesus will meet his suffering and death. Nothing is going to stop Jesus, not even his attempt to travel through a Samaritan town. Now, Samaria was the most direct route to Jerusalem. However, the Samaritans and the Jews despised one another, and that hatred went all the way back to the 8th century BC, when Assyria had conquered northern Israel or Samaria. Those northern Jewish people who survived that disaster had intermarried with the foreigners that had resettled by the Assyrians. The Jews of Jerusalem considered their action to be treason and their hated enemy, and worse even was the fact that they betrayed their holy faith. So Jerusalem banned the Samaritans from the temple and from their synagogues. They refused their religious contributions, and they denied their legal status in the court proceedings. So the spurned Samaritans would do everything they could to hinder even the pilgrims, especially on their way to Jerusalem. Well, Jesus wants to travel through Samaria on his way to Jerusalem. So that's the first part of the gospel, as we hear about Jesus teaching his disciples then tolerance. The messengers that Jesus sent into the Samaritan territory to find passage and lodging, they were not welcomed. They were refused hospitality. Well, James and John became very angry about that, of course, and they asked if Jesus wanted to bring down fire from heaven to destroy the Samaritans who had refused to allow Jesus to travel through their village. Jesus, however, takes this opportunity to roundly rebuke his disciples for their lack of tolerance and their respect of neighbor and enemy as well. 2,000 years later, we too are challenged to be tolerant and respectful of all people. The last section, then, in today's gospel is about calling and responding. Three persons were attracted to Jesus and to his disciples. They wanted to follow Jesus, or Jesus had invited them to follow him. Jesus presented them with the basic principles of being one of his followers. Now, we are not to take those images that Jesus presented, and he presented those challenges to the would-be followers, We are not to take those literally, but they're intended to help us to reflect on the kinds of things, for example, material things, emotional things, and intellectual, that prevent us from an unconditional following of Jesus. Jesus asked his followers to be free enough to focus their energy on a vision of life, of love and service to their neighbor. And we too are invited, and we are challenged to be aware of those things that get in the way of our freedom to walk with Jesus in loving and caring for our neighbors and those Samaritans in our lives as well. That is the reason why Paul, in today's passage from the Galatians, emphasizes freedom so much. He said when Christ freed us, essentially, he intended for us to remain free. Now, the Galatians that he was speaking to, these were Christian people that had converted from Judaism, and it seems that they were being urged to go back into some of their old Jewish religious customs. Well, the irony of all of that is that, like people today, they wanted rigid security by being slaves to the old way rather than having real freedom. There was a psychologist by the name of Erich Fromm, and he wrote a book in 1941 titled Escape from Freedom. And in it, he examined how the desire for security drives people to abandon freedom. And as an example, he described the rise of Nazism in Germany. But he made a key distinction in his book. He said, we tend to think of freedom as freedom from rules, freedom from restraint, freedom from obligations. We want to be free to do whatever it is that we wish to do. And we really prefer not to have anyone tell us what we should be doing. But Jesus and Paul, they speak of a different kind of freedom. They speak of a freedom to rather than a freedom from. A freedom to serve, a freedom to love, to commit, a freedom to follow the gospel. So may our commitment each day, in fact every hour, be to experience freedom from those things that draw our attention away from God's desire for us, so that we can focus upon the energies and the gifts that we have from the Holy Spirit relative to a vision of life, of love, of service and solidarity with Jesus. Yes, free people do exactly what they want because they passionately want a world of truth, a world of caring and sharing, inner security and peace. So as we celebrate our freedoms this coming Thursday, July the 4th, may we ponder these kinds of things. May we ponder that God gives us freedom, the freedom to do good, the freedom to accomplish God's desire for unity with each one of us, as well as with all creation. And those are the kinds of things that we should truly celebrate.